Gold 92.5 News.
Hey, it's Naomi Lynch with your news on demand. 2 9-year-olds have been released without charge after being questioned over the blaze that destroyed the former Big Brother house over the weekend. They were among 6 children arrested nearby after the property outside Dreamworld went up in flames on Saturday afternoon. 4 others aged between 11 and 15 have since been charged with arson. Tweechaya Council's handed down its budget for the new financial year. There will be a 2.7% rate increase as well as a rise in water, sewer and waste management fees. And we're expecting to see Migaloo cruise past the Gold Coast anytime now after being spotted off central New South Wales on Friday. While we're still waiting for further sightings, it's thought he'll cross into Queensland waters early this week. Dr. Wally Franklin from the Oceana Project says the famous white whale is running a little ahead of schedule.
That's a little bit earlier than we usually expect him. Usually he's tended to arrive off the New South Wales coast in mid-July as the normal time we expect him.
To sport now, and the Blues have forced the Origin series into a decider, smashing the Maroons 38-6 in Game 2 last night over in Perth. It was a game to forget for Gold Coaster Jared Wallace, who gave away a crucial penalty for a late hit on Blues half James Maloney.
I feel like I hit him in the hips, you know, like there was no malice in it or anything like that. I was just trying to get pressure on the kicker. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what the big boys do. And like I said, I don't think I hit his legs first. I hit him in the hips, and that was my intention the whole time.
And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or at goldfm.com.au.